This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Testimony has ended in the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, Thursday's witnesses undercut a main line of the president's defense.
Former National Security Council advisor Fiona Hill says EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland was operating outside official diplomatic channels in Ukraine and was involved in a domestic political errand for President Trump.
I did say to him, Ambassador Sondland, Gordon, I think this is all going to blow up, and here we are.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says the testimony doesn't change the facts.
The facts are on the president's side. The truth is on the president's side.
Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he could resist no more going down the path of impeachment.
This president believes he is above the law, beyond accountability.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel's attorney general has indicted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in three separate cases. It's the first time in the country's history that a sitting prime minister has been indicted. Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
In the most serious case, Netanyahu is suspected of taking bribes to promote regulations worth hundreds of millions of dollars to Israel's phone company, Bezeq. In return, Netanyahu demanded and received favorable coverage on Walla News, which is owned by Bezeq. Netanyahu, who is Israel's longest-serving prime minister, lashed out at Mandelblit and at the entire justice system, accusing them of an attempted coup. Sounding emotional, he said, you have to be blind not to see that something bad is happening to police investigators and the prosecution. He said all accusations against him are false. Neither Netanyahu nor former Army Chief Benny Gantz has been able to form a government since an election more than 2 months ago. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Seven people were killed and 24 others wounded in renewed clashes in central Baghdad between anti-government and security forces on Thursday. Security forces fired live ammunition, tear gas, and sound bombs to disperse dozens of protesters. At least 320 demonstrators have been killed and thousands of others have been wounded since the unrest began on October 1st. The U.S. House of Representatives passed two bills on Hong Kong that will now make their way to the president for his approval. Michelle Hennessy of Reuters has more.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed two bills on Hong Kong that will now make their way to the president for final approval. It's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights amid a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy protests. If President Trump signs the bills into law, it would see a ban of certain exports to Hong Kong police forces, like tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray. It would also make officials who violate human rights in the city vulnerable to U.S. sanctions.
That is Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. China says, meanwhile, it continues to work to resolve the trade dispute with the United States, despite President Donald Trump's threat to impose more tariffs on Chinese-made goods. A Commerce Ministry spokesman said Thursday that Beijing is willing to work with Washington on the basis of equality and mutual respect in hopes of reaching the first phase of a bilateral trade deal. The world's two largest economies have been engaged in a series of escalating tariffs for more than a year, sparked by Trump's initial demand for changes in China's trade, subsidy, and intellectual property practices. The United States also wants Beijing to curb subsidies to state-owned enterprises and to grant American companies greater access to Chinese markets. Two airmen were killed in an accident during a training mission at an Air Force base in Oklahoma Thursday. AP's Jennifer King has details.
Military officials at Vance Air Force Base, northwest of Oklahoma City, say two airmen were killed in an accident involving two T-38 Talon jets that were taking part in a training mission. There were two people aboard each aircraft. TV footage shows an aircraft upside down on the grass near a runway and the other aircraft upright on the same runway. The T-38 Talon is a twin-engine high-altitude supersonic jet that's used in a variety of roles for jet pilot training. It's the second incident involving a T-38 in Oklahoma in the past 15 months. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, a down day with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow lost 0.2%. The S&P was down by 0.16. The Nasdaq was off by 0.24%. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.